Minutes before 8 on Ticket Window Thursday, a happening day. Wintertime, the onslaught of winter doesn't really bother me. What are you doing, number 3 on that? Okay, sure. Yeah, let me stick my head out the window. Let me just show you. It's invigorating! Yeah, I guess. And it's not that bad. We only really have, November isn't even that brutal. December, January, February, and half of March. So we're talking 4 months, you know. Gives us a chance to burn our fireplaces and our women their chances to wear their minks, Randy. I mean, my honey, I said, you know, one day after we amass enough cash, we're going to just say, the hell with it, hit the silk and bail out to Palm Beach or San Diego. She said, no, that would never do. I said, why? She said, when, darling, would I ever get a chance to wear my mink? I said, you've got a point, so we'll stay here. We'll stay here. Unless, of course, they move wood month to Palm Beach, in which case we'll then follow. But until that time, so we're looking forward to a big winter time. I guess there are a lot of people that aren't, though. There are a lot of people that, well, don't have anybody to cut in front of the fireplace. Come to think of it, most of the bourgeoisie doesn't even have a fireplace, right? It is those people who'll probably spend this winter sitting there singing, I'm so alone. Ever since ever since he tore a thing apart, I'm just so all alone. I mean, when I first got that divorce from Estelle, I was so depressed I decided to go off on a religious retreat. You know, and they assigned everybody a roommate so that you'd have somebody to talk to and you wouldn't be lonely at night in case you couldn't sleep. I knew the retreat was going to get off to a bad start when in the middle of the night I felt him sit on the edge of my bed and scream at the top of his lungs,
Habadoo Gaga, Habadoo Gaga, Habadoo Gaga, Habadoo Gaga!
Get on your own side of the room, fuck crying out loud, before I hit you with a New Testament inside of the head, huh? You cheated and you lied. Every whisper, I love you. You blamed it all on Cupid. You said he'd be the one to hook us. And now I regret ever having laid eyes upon your boiling vest. Yeah, but I finally got the roommate calmed down and I told him that he should just stay in his own bed, and everything was going great till in the morning. When I got up to take my massive gassive, there I was, safely ensconced on the porcelain convenience, bowl of fruit balanced on one leg, pack of Camels on the other, copy of the newspaper sports section. I'm getting ready. I mean, I had the urge to purge. I was hot to squat. Imagine my shock and horror when the shower curtains whipped open and there the goon was standing there saying as spittle cascaded over his lips.
You think that maybe you and I can take a simultaneous constitutional?
Get out of my face! Hey!
Morning has broken.